good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 4th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Protests rock Harare, leading to the arrest of about 30 people.
Those that are demonstrating are doing a wonderful job, and we just encourage Zimbabweans to continue and remain to be peaceful so that the process becomes very peaceful. There is no need to be violent.
MDCT says it supports the public protest.
As MDC, we are saying Mugabe must get done because he has failed to run this country. He has reduced us to beggars.
And AC Lumumba, who dropped an F-word on President Mugabe, hands himself to the police.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Public protest rocked Harare today following a protest by commuter omnibus drivers and TAOs claiming that they are losing a lot of money at police roadblocks, which have become money spinners for some police allegedly demanding bribes. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera has more details from Harare.
The riots in Epworth, Ruwa, Zimri Park and Dama Falls quickly spread to other parts of the city, resulting in running battles between the police and members of the public. Commuter omnibus drivers said they are losing at least $50 a day after being ticketed by the police, who also allegedly demand bribes. Hundreds of people and school children were left stranded, and anti-riot police responded by moving into the affected areas with water cannons and fired tear gas to disperse the marauding demonstrators. Several people, including two police officers, were injured. Several vehicles were stoned during the riots. Businessman and community leader in Epworth, Nelson Masiwa, who tried to negotiate with the residents and police, said the situation went out of control because the youths are just frustrated.
The cops, they've done all they could do. They actually even went to negotiate with them so that people would disperse, but they refused to disperse. And then at the end of the day, these are unemployed youths and a lot of ills are happening and everything else. And actually, they don't have anything to do. You are giving them a show as we speak right now. But it's not even a political item. It's not even related to anything. It's just people who are frustrated with how the combis are moving. That's what started this whole thing.
In central Harare, vendors led by their chairperson, Stan Zorwaza, demonstrated against President Robert Mugabe's rule and abuse of public funds by his government.
Those that are demonstrating are doing a wonderful job, and we just encourage Zimbabweans to continue and remain to be peaceful so that the process becomes very peaceful. There is no need to be violent, but surely our leaders must also sanitize their thinking so that we all do one thing together as we move along.
Police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Chet Charamba, warned those inciting and engaging in violence that they will be dealt with severely. She told a media briefing that police had been deployed in most parts of the city to deal with any public disorder.
Causing mayhem by taking the law into your own hands is not condoned. As police, we have information and intelligence on the identities of some criminal elements who are behind the social unrest. We've put our monitoring teams in place, and all perpetrators of violence will be arrested.
Charamba said though they've reduced the number of roadblocks on the country's roads, security roadblocks will remain, as in their own ways, the situation is tense.
We need to put these roadblocks in place. As you can see, the situation is quite tense, and that is a means of monitoring what is going on.
But despite Charamba's warnings, indications are that combi operators from suburbs like Budiriro, Mufakos and Kwazana have joined the protests. There were also protests in Marondera and Bindura, while operators and residents in other towns and cities are expected to join the protests tomorrow. Political commentator Wellington Zindove said today's riots are clearly an expression of people's frustrations.
I think this is a clear expression of disgruntlement by the citizens against a failing government, a government that has become clueless, as evidenced by even some of their policy promulgations, the recent structural instrument. I think is a source a disgruntlement that is also turning to inspire some revolutionary acts by the citizens.
government workers who have not received their June salaries are set to go on strike tomorrow. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Ivan Chipera.
In a related development, the MDCT is tonight rallying behind protesters and calling on President Mugabe to resign for failing to address the deteriorating socio-economic situation. In a press statement, the opposition party also said it supports the mass tear-away planned by different movements across the country on Wednesday. MDCT Deputy Spokesperson Tabitha Kumalo tells reporter Ntungamili Nkomo that President Mugabe has become a liability and must step down immediately.
As MDC, we are saying Mugabe must step down because he has failed to run this country. He has reduced us to beggars, to fleas, whereas we have a right to employment as the constitution of this country. That is why I'm sure you have noticed, as MDC, we are holding demonstrations all over the provinces in order to show the people of Zimbabwe that the time has come that they stand up and fight for their livelihood, because if they don't, they are going to suffer until the chickens come home to roost. So it is a sign that Zimbabwe have realized that ZANU-PF and Mugabe have failed to run this country, and Zimbabweans are demanding that he leave. And as the MDC was saying, thumbs up for Zimbabweans, stand up and demand what is rightfully yours. ZANU-PF has to leave, ZANU-PF and Mugabe must leave Zimbabwe and let Zimbabweans run their country and usher in new leadership that is going to respect the rights of the people of Zimbabwe over and above that, the right to employment.
Calls for Mr. Mugabe to step down have not mattered to him before, because here he is still in charge. Why do you think these calls would matter now?
The earlier calls from Mugabe to step down might not have resonated with the people of Zimbabwe, because as the MDC party, while it was in the government of national unity, we tried to turn around the economy, and the Zimbabweans were enjoying the fruit of the work that was done by the MDC. And unfortunately, the ZANU-PF government has reversed all the good that was done by the MDC, and the people of Zimbabwe now have noticed.
MDCT Deputy Spokesperson Tabitha Kumalo on the line with reporter Ntungamili Nkomo from Bulawayo.
Elsewhere, various movements and civil society groups are ramping up their push for a stay away Wednesday to protest the worsening situation in the country. One of the campaigners is founder of hashtag This Flag Movement, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, who spent the day stamping live on social media platforms like Facebook and Periscope. Here's what he had to say.
We continue to stand and we continue to say enough is enough, enough with corruption, enough with injustice. What about those people who are being forced to come to work by their employers, Pastor? For those of you, listen to me. If you work at a business, you and your colleagues are going to have to unite. Your employer needs to understand that this is about Zimbabwe. Right now, we are calling everyone to national duty to serve Zimbabwe. If you work for an employer who is forcing you to come to work, let them know that on Wednesday, I will not be able to come to work. And I'm telling you this again, even if you decided you would go, the public transportation is being shut down. We're asking banks. You know what? The banks actually need to be the first ones to shut down. The banks, someone has just said, what about the banks here? The banks need to be the first ones to shut down. Let me tell you why the banks should be the first ones to shut down. The banks need to shut down because they are the ones whom we gave our money. And when the government took our money from the Reserve Bank, the banks should have gone there to fight for us, because we entrusted them with the money, but they didn't go there to fight for us. And so we're saying to the banks, we know you are afraid that your licenses will get taken, but unite as banks. If all of you shut down, will they take all your licenses away? No, they won't. So we're calling even on the banks. You close on Wednesday. You close on Wednesday. Don't open on Wednesday, because you've got nothing to give us anyway.
Hashtag This Flag founder Pastor Ivan Mawarire broadcasting live on Periscope today, calling on all workers to stay at home on Wednesday.
For perspective, we reached independent political analyst Charles Mutasa and Nick Mangwana, chairperson of the ruling party's United Kingdom branch. We start with Mutasa, who says Zimbabweans are justified in venting their anger through demonstrations and riots.
I think the biggest problem we have is an economy that is not functioning for the good of the majority of Zimbabweans. They have lost confidence in their leadership to steer the economic affairs of the country, particularly when you look at the problems associated with key shortages, with the issue of the ban on imports and the failure to pay salaries for civil servants, you definitely have people rioting because you've touched on the bread and butter issues of their lives.
Mr. Mangwana, your take on what's happening in the country at the moment with regards to these riots?
There is a national grievance in as far as delayed civil servant salaries are concerned. That's understandable. The grievance is a legitimate grievance, but it's the expression of those grievances which is a problem. Because if we embark on a pathway of destruction and destroying everything that comes in our pathway, we are left with nothing. So the issue is not the legitimacy of the grievance. The issue is the way we are going about it. We should not turn people's cars. We should not destroy property. Because at the end of the day, what's going to happen tomorrow? When we've destroyed everything, we wake up to a new day. What are we going to do? Is there a government in waiting somewhere? If you remove the current government, no, there's no government in waiting. Is there a plan to say, okay, we do this, we push Zimbabwe to the brink, and after pushing Zimbabwe to the brink, we are going to do 1, 2, 3, 4? No. It's a question of just pushing Zimbabwe to the brink, destabilizing the country, causing a lot of havoc, and then what?
Mr. Mutasa, do you think the government is listening?
I think the government has not been doing enough listening to its own citizens. Mr. Mangwana will know that even ZANU-PF went to war because Sumit was not listening. So when people turn to violence, it's because you are not listening to your citizens. You are not dialoguing. We have been following the discussions about salary. We have problems of corruption. It's all about issues of misgovernment, which people are saying enough is enough. It's not that they were born violent. You have stretched their patience, and they are no longer patient with the government of the day. So the issue is about the government learning to listen to its own citizens and learning to deal with problems, working together with their citizens, not just making decisions. You see, the import ban, we did not see much consultation and participation of people. It's something that was just handed down over to them, and ends the rioting you have witnessed.
Mr. Mangwana, do you think the government is listening?
The government is listening. The import ban is all about increasing productivity in Zimbabwe. It's all about making sure that Zimbabwe doesn't become a supermarket or a marketplace for every country in the region. It's all about enhancing our own industry. It's all about bringing back employment. It's a vicious cycle. If a person is employed, if the industry is revamped and it has got a market for its products, people will be employed. If people are employed, they come out of the informal sector, the informalization of our economy. So they come back from the informal sector and go into a formal job. So they won't need to go to South Africa to take things to come and walk in Zimbabwe. So if people are a bit patient and let these measures take effect so that our own product, our own industry will boom, then we will be somewhere. But it's not going to happen overnight. There is never a promise that these things will happen overnight. Let's be a bit patient. We never had these measures before. We now have them. So let's see how far they will go.
Mr. Mutasa, what's the best way of addressing these problems?
I think the government should come out of its own pride and engage all the stakeholders and map a way forward together.
Mr. Mangwana, your last word. What do you think is the best way forward?
The best way forward is actually for Zimbabweans to be a bit more patient. There are things which are happening. A lot of things are happening behind the scenes to remedy the challenges Zimbabwe is facing.
That was ZANU-PF UK branch chairperson Nick Mangwana in London. You also heard from independent political analyst Charles Mutasa on the phone from Harare.
Meanwhile, in Bulawayo, it was business as usual with commuter omnibus plying their usual routes without any disturbances. But some people who spoke to Studio 7 say they are in support of the Harare protest, saying they hope they will also come to Bulawayo.
Although there had been reports circulating on social media that commuter omnibuses would stop carrying passengers from 3 p.m. in the afternoon, the operators continued with their business as usual without any disturbances. Some commuter omnibus drivers who refused to speak on tape said that they are in support of their colleagues in Harare and are bracing for similar protests starting Wednesday. Bekite Mbanyati, provincial organizing secretary of the People's Democratic Party, said it is good that the people are expressing their discontent over the country's problems without any political parties involved, showing that no one is instigating them, contrary to what has been reported in the state media.
They are heading towards the right direction. The citizen is.
Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions Women's Regional Chairperson Grace Mate said the majority of the people in the country are disgruntled by the deteriorating economic situation. Mate said she supports the protests and hopes that they would come to Bulawayo and also spread countrywide. Barbara Tanyanyiwa, the National Secretary of the Commercial Workers Union of Zimbabwe, expressed similar views, adding that ordinary Zimbabweans are tired of the suffering that they are experiencing.
The demonstrations are okay, they are fine, but as of the violence, I don't think it's okay. We would want to applaud the people of Harare for being brave, for demonstrating against oppressive laws by this regime.
With today's protests coming soon after the recent demonstrations at the Beitbridge border town over the import ban on basic commodities, there are increasing fears that the country could plunge into uncontrollable civil dissent. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shala.
Still on the same issue, some civil servants have gone on strike while others are set to join the industrial action tomorrow following government's failure to pay workers June salaries.
Ezra Lumumba, who dropped an F-word on President Mugabe, today handed himself over to the police. Police said they wanted to charge him with contravening some provisions of Section 33 of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act.
Zimbabwean journalists have described the death of veteran broadcaster Dumisani Sibanda as a big loss to the profession and Zimbabwe. Sibanda, who was a correspondent of the Sunday News, died of an undisclosed illness early today.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us tomorrow as we discuss civil servants striking due to non-payment of salaries and continued street protests by Zimbabweans who say they are fed up with the government run by the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up,
a doctor's strike paralyzed health sector in Zimbabwe.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Millions of Americans are celebrating their country's 240th anniversary of independence from Britain with traditional fireworks displays, parades, concerts and barbecues amid heightened security following recent terror attacks in Bangladesh and Turkey. Law enforcement officials say they've not received any specific threats against the United States, but heavily armed police officers, many accompanied by dogs, are patrolling airports and train and bus stations. Security has been enhanced in Washington, New York City, and Chicago, where hundreds of thousands of people gather annually to watch fireworks, listen to music, and have picnics. President Barack Obama is commemorating the holiday on the South Lawn of the White House, where the United Service Organization, which serves military families, is hosting a program featuring musical guests. That is what he said about independence.
Hi, everybody, and happy 4th of July weekend. On Monday, Michelle, Malia, Sasha, and I will celebrate the 4th, just like most of you, in the backyard. We'll hang out with family and friends, throw some burgers and dogs on the grill, and watch the fireworks show. Of course, we're fortunate enough to have the South Lawn as our backyard, so we're going to fill it with hundreds of our troops, our veterans, and their families. Over the past 7.5 years, it's become one of my favorite traditions. We get to celebrate our freedoms while doing what we can to honor all those who serve and sacrifice to make that freedom possible. And I know that honoring our service members, our veterans, and their families is something that so many Americans try to do every day, without fanfare or expectation of anything in return. For the past 5 years, Michelle and Dr. Jill Biden have tried to follow the example of so many of those Americans with their Joining Forces initiative. They've rallied businesses to hire more than 1.2 million veterans and military spouses and helped reduce veterans' homelessness. And just this week, Michelle and Jill announced a breakthrough on a concern they've heard again and again from the military spouses they spend so much time with. And that's the issue of professional licensing. This is something that most Americans aren't familiar with, but for military families, it's a big challenge. And to all our brave men and women in uniform, you represent the best of who we are as a nation. On this day and every day, we thank you. Have a great 4th of July, everybody.
That was President Barack Obama.
Meanwhile, Zimbabweans are also commemorating the day. Some of them are currently at a picnic organized by some of them. Studio 7's Praxedes Jeremiah is covering the picnic and she gives us a live report. Hello, Praxedes.
Hi, Mav.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Happy 4th of July. Where are you exactly?
I'm at the Seneca, Montgomery County Park, at the Bug Pavilion, where the Zimbabwe Diaspora Network, ZIDNA, the DMV, Maryland, West Virginia, and Virginia chapter are gathering as Zimbabweans to just celebrate the 4th of July.
Give us an insight of what is happening right now. What are you seeing?
Excuse me. Right now, it's raining, which a lot of people are scared now that it's going to put some damper on the celebration. But nevertheless, there are some people who have arrived. They've decided to just have a cookout, barbecue, but as well as they've cooked traditional dishes to just share with others. But so many people haven't arrived yet, you know, Zimbabweans.
While on that note, PJ, I will put Jonga Kandemire on the line. He also has a few questions to ask you about the event.
I wonder, what are the Zimbabweans there saying about the American independence, PJ?
They are enjoying themselves. They are joyous that this is a free world that they are living in. There's not so many restrictions political-wise. Everyone else can say whatever they need to say without breaking the law. But basically, they are just enjoying themselves, the holiday, the free world, everything else.
Thank you so much, PJ. Remember to stay tuned because we are going to have you again on our live talk tonight as we are going to discuss about the American independence and what's currently happening back home in Zimbabwe. Thank you, Praxedes.
Thank you.
The Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association says the government should prioritize the health sector as an essential service just the same way as the country's armed forces. Association President Fortune Nyamande says some doctors have been failing to go to work since Friday, July 1st, following the government's failure to pay them June salaries. Dr. Nyamande said more doctors are expected to stop going to work starting tomorrow as the $100 allowance provided by government had already been eroded by loans and bank charges. The government delayed paying doctors and nurses salaries, only paying them $100 each and pledging to pay them by the 14th of this month. But Nyamande warned that the situation was becoming volatile and will continue to deteriorate and may not hold until that date. Nyamande speaks to us about what they are facing.
It's not say that like this is our strike, because I think it will give the wrong perception. Doctors, particularly the women I've managed to come across with, they are failing, or rather they are incapacitated to go to work. They are, some of them, they are at their workstations. Some of them, they are, you know, at their homes. The issue here is about capacity, not about strike. No one is striking, but they don't have the means to go to work. As we are aware, most of them have been complaining that they, you know, they should have been given priority in terms of getting their salaries, just like, you know, the other members of the armed forces, since they all fall in the essential services. And this has not been listened to. So we are really trying to battle with our members who are saying they can no longer be in a good state of health to be present at their workstations, but they are not on strike.
And what is the situation in hospitals right now across the country?
It's only that we haven't carried out a comprehensive survey, but definitely we have been seeing 90% of the doctors staying at home, you know, just wandering around, not going to work. So definitely this will compromise the service delivery. And we really urge all partners, our members and the employer, to really sit down in the shortest possible time so that a solution is found and people go to work in a healthy state of mind. And really, that's our message.
Has there been any effort to re-engage with your employers to find a solution, or what's the situation right now?
I think as the ZHDA, we are bound by the communication that we made in the last National Ethics Council meeting, where we informed the employer that it would be difficult for our members to accept this. So we requested time to go and consult our members. And this is what we've been doing, and the response has been overwhelmingly no. So we will try, definitely, in the next few days to engage the employer again to say, look, things are getting out of hand. But I think we'll get to a point where our members will not even want to talk to us. They will simply come up with their own sporadic mechanism of expressing their anger to the employer. And this will really be a dangerous situation. So as the ZHDA, as the leaders, we are trying to contain the people. On the other hand, we are trying to engage with the employer. But our members have stood out clearly to say they cannot accept the $100. You are aware that most of them, they had salary-based loans. So the $100 advance that was made by the government was wiped away by the loans. So, you know, in actual fact, they can't be at their workstations.
Moving forward, what exactly would you like your employers to do right now, if they were listening?
Yeah, our advice really would be to say they need to do more in terms of engaging particularly the Minister of Finance and the relevant fiscal authorities to make them appreciate that health is an essential service. So once that appreciation is there from those who hold the government purse, because we really know that the employer, like in our instance, our employer is the Health Service Board, or rather the Minister of Health. They do not hold the government purse. The purse is with the Minister Chilamasa. The purse is with the Treasury. So the Treasury should come to a point where they appreciate that health is an essential services sector. So when they give salaries to soldiers, when they give salaries to the police and other, you know, security personnel, health workers should also fall in that bracket, because by the definition of the Constitution, we are in that bracket.
That was the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association President Fortune Nyamande speaking with Studio 7 in Harare.
At the same time, Zimbabweans needing medical attention will now have to pay cash as doctors are no longer accepting medical insurance. The main doctors association says insurers owe them over $200 million. Sarama Homva, president of the Zimbabwe Medical Doctors Association, said the insurance system is unsustainable. Analysts have expressed the concern over doctors' decision to abandon medical insurance cards in favor of cash for treating patients, saying it is a sign of the deteriorating economic situation in the country. Business analyst Nelson Wanya says the system is grinding to a halt.
What we are likely to see is a further deepening of the crisis, and the whole system will simply grind to a halt, because all this is playing out at a time when the country is going through a massive cash crisis.
That was business analyst Nelson Banya.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. Today, our host Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners about public protests in Harare and other parts of the country. Zimbabweans living in America are expected to contribute to this discussion as they are part of the USA Independence celebrations today.
And now to recap today's top stories.
Protest rock Harare, leading to the arrest of about 30 local people.
MDCT says it supports the public protests.
And AC Lumumba, who dropped an F-word on President Mugabe, hands himself to the police.
That's our broadcast this evening. And now stand by for Studio 7 in Tewele with Ntungamili Nkomo. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.